You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 221 for the 11th of July. Spoilers ahead for the first episode of Torchwood Miracle Day and the first segment of Torchwood Web of Lies for the iOS platform. There's something odd about newsreaders in Russell T. Davies productions. Whether it's Trinity Wells in Doctor Who or the several sprinkled about Torchwood Miracle Day, they don't sound like newsreaders, more like Greek choruses. It's a distinctive voice we haven't heard in Doctor Who the last couple of years, and its return is oddly pleasant. The biggest difference between Torchwood and Doctor Who, whether or not they're in the same fictional universe, isn't in the amount of sexual or violent content. Instead, I'd argue that it's the amount of hopeful content. Doctor Who, made for family audiences, ultimately centers around a central character who's going to take care of us, whether he's a timeless superhero or a wandering hobo. Torchwood, on the other hand, has a lead character whose only superheroic power is to survive, and even that appears negotiable in Torchwood Miracle Day. Children of Earth, 2 years ago, was gripping but bleak, with a child endangerment theme that to this day my wife is unwilling to experience, and I can't blame her. By being compressed into 5 episodes, however, there wasn't as much room for the less bleak aspects of Torchwood, the mad ideas, the humor, both of which were equally important parts of the Series 1 and Series 2 formats. My fear was that the new 10-episode series would be similarly grim. Well, based on just one episode, it looks like Miracle Day will be more balanced. Yes, Bill Pullman's playing one of the most vile characters in Doctor Who universe history, and the non-mortem decapitation scene is as gruesome as you'd expect. And yes, by the end of the series, I expect awful, nightmarish scenes. But Episode 1 has the casting chemistry and the inventiveness that characterized Torchwood's beginnings at their best. Add to that a compelling, high-stakes, high-concept plot that looks equal to Children of Earth's, and we've got all of the ingredients for great television. It all comes down to execution, 9 episodes to go. But as grim as Miracle Day may turn out, based on Episode 1, there's reason to hope that the ride will be as enjoyable as it is gripping. To say Torchwood Miracle Days had a rolling debut is an understatement. Stars began legally streaming and offering it on demand the morning before it aired, and Torchwood Web of Lies, the tie-in app for iPhone and iPad, came out a day earlier. I'm not sure how intentional that was, but Web of Lies offered some early hints to the nature of the miracle, reinforcing the implication from the first TV episode that Torchwood is connected to it. The first scene in Torchwood Web of Lies takes place in Cardiff, 2007.
Jack! Faster! Get him!
Love my job. Great people. Rewarding work. Nothing better than chasing an alien with Jack. Of course, this one's not an alien. Looks to me like he's something much more ordinary. Well, maybe not quite ordinary.
Tosh, Jack's gone. All we've got is some weird green gas. Jack's been taken.
From then, we go to modern Los Angeles, the day after Miracle Day, when Holly Mulcahy, played by Eliza Dushku, discovers her tinfoil hat blogging brother gunned down, and that he'd written about, quote, the conspiracy to end death, close quote, a full week before Miracle Day. With that revelation, I knew more about the mystery before Episode 1 aired than the Torchwood characters did after it ended. Of course, Holly discovers her brother's article via a password-protected smartphone. And since Web of Lies is an interactive app, that means that you have to solve a code-breaking puzzle. The minigames aren't difficult, but it's a jarring transition from watching someone else's story to you, in your head, sort of participating in it. As for the story itself, it's hard to tell from such a tiny slice, but I'm interested to see how much texture this 30-minute motion comic adds to the overall Miracle Day story. This is limited animation, about as suggestive of the story's environment as a Big Finish audio play. But it's a step beyond typical Flash animation. It all feels a little disjointed right now, but I'll stick with it. And we'll see how it all works out 9 weeks from now. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, plus value-added material. Find more episodes on the web at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on Twitter and Facebook. Just look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. And I'll catch you again very soon.